Good morning, everyone. The scriptures say, God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. Amen. If you work for a large corporation, you probably know that your company has what's known as a mission statement. Even if you work for a fast food chain, a chain that is franchised, you'll probably be pointed out the mission statement of that fast food company. What is a mission statement? A mission statement is a short and concise statement to sort of encapsulate everything that the company stands for. It gives the reason why that company exists. I'm not sure if McDonald's, Burger King, or Wendy's mission statement is on their website, but it probably is. I haven't read through them individually, but I would be willing to guess that their mission statements say something about giving their customers good food and giving their customers a good experience when they come to their establishment. How many of you have heard of a life coach? I didn't say how many need a life coach. I said, how many of you have heard of a life coach? Okay. More often than not, a life coach will tell an individual that they're coaching to write out a mission statement for his or her life. That mission statement is to always be in front of that individual, reminding them of their goals in life and what they're really working toward. Everything that the individual does is supposed to support that mission statement that is printed. When we look at the scriptures, the closest thing we have to a mission statement for the Messiah is recorded in Isaiah chapter 49. You'll remember that God already promised back in Genesis 3 that a Messiah would be born, would come into the world, and crushed the serpent's head. And through the centuries, God embellished on that first promise. He gave more information about the Messiah, and he let his people know what exactly the Messiah would do. Here once again, this mission statement of the Messiah who was to come into the world. The Lord says to him, it is too small of a thing for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. What a mission statement. the Messiah was to be salvation to the ends of the earth. There are some Bible translations that state that you should bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. And we readily understand that. But the most literal translation states that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. This personifies the Messiah as salvation itself. Not something in addition to the Messiah coming as salvation, but the Messiah himself is salvation. The apostles support this as well. When they say there is no other name given under heaven by which we may be saved. Only the name of Jesus saves you and me. Jesus is the Messiah. We are blessed to live in the New Testament age. And the New Testament shines a light on that Old Testament text. It's as if God is giving us all the pieces of the puzzle so that we can clearly see who the Messiah is. Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was nailed to a tree, fits the description of the Messiah God promised to send. Look at Jesus' life in comparison to that mission statement of the Messiah. The Messiah was to bring Jacob back to God. You may remember that Jacob was the son of Isaac. And Isaac was the son of Abraham. Jacob, however, is often a synonym for the 12 tribes of Jacob, meaning that group that God selected in the Old Testament as his treasured possession. The Messiah was sent to bring Jacob back to God. When Jesus came, his preaching and teaching, as you remember, was among the Jews. He even told his disciples, "Don't go among the Gentiles, for I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Jesus came and his mission was to restore Jacob back to God. So his work primarily was right among God's treasured people. It wasn't until after the resurrection that Jesus now sends his disciples out. And he tells them to make disciples of all nations. Not just Jews, but also Gentiles. The Messiah's mission was to be a light for the Gentiles. You'll remember when Jesus came, he said, "I am the light of the world." He did not say, "I am the light of Jacob or the light of Israel." He says, "I am the light of the world," including both Jews and Gentiles in the salvation that he would bring. We are in the season of Epiphany. Epiphany, a Greek word, of course, for appearing. Jesus appeared not just to Israel, but also to the Gentiles. He came to shine a light on the path that leads from earth to heaven. And because of His perfect life, His death, and His resurrection, that path is available to all people. The Messiah was also sent to be salvation to all. It's fine to say that the Messiah was sent to bring God's salvation to the end of the earth. But when you compare it to the point that is made in Isaiah 49, that the Messiah was to be salvation to the ends of the earth, it sort of leaves something to be desired. The Messiah is salvation for everyone. In Christ, there is no east or west. There is no black or white. There is no young or old. There is no slave or free. All have equal status in the sight of God, because the Messiah is salvation for all who believe. The Messiah's mission was accomplished on Calvary. When Jesus bowed His head, gave up His spirit, and He said, "It is finished." He was speaking about the mission that He was sent to accomplish. The mission of taking away the sins of the world, and the mission of opening heaven's gates for sinners like you and me. It is finished. The strongest man who ever lived, besides Jesus, was Samson. And there's even a picture of Samson in the Old Testament who dragged the Philistine city gate to the top of a mountain and placed them there. In human strength, divine strength. But even Solomon could not open heaven's gates. Only the Messiah is strong enough to do that. Jesus is the Messiah. His mission was accomplished. Salvation is ours. Heaven waits for you and me. We give glory to God because it's all His doing. He promised that the Messiah would come, and He fulfilled that promise when Jesus came into the world. Jesus fulfilled that mission so that we could be with Him forever, and by God's grace, that's exactly what we will do. To God alone be glory. Please stand.